Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
Against you, you only, I have sinned. Psalm 51 verse 4. We need a new way of looking at sin. A fresh understanding of it that recognizes it involves denial and moral blindness. And the only way to see it clearly is through the eyes of the one you've sinned against. David prayed, "Against you, you only, I have sinned." A Christian college professor put it like this, "I am nice to my students, respectful to my colleagues, love my family, don't steal, commit adultery, use drugs or swear, and I floss regularly. But when I look at myself honestly, I see that I harbor bitterness, hoard my time, and resent others intruding on me. I'm vain and consumed with how others perceive me. I wrestle with my sexuality and have strayed with my eyes and my heart. I pretend to listen, but I don't. I think more about being great than being good. I act more spiritual than I am. I'm a mess, broken in every way, and my only hope is God's mercy." When Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on his throne, he cried out, "Woe is me, for I am undone." Then an angel took a burning coal from the altar and touched his lips, saying, "Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged." The realization of our sinfulness can be as gentle as a nudge, or it can knock us down with cyclone force. What's important is how we respond. Regardless of how often you've fallen or how badly you failed, today God extends to you His grace and a chance to begin again if you're willing to accept it.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.